Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
The White House Science Office declares the pandemic is over, but numbers show exactly the opposite.
Coronavirus keeps spreading in Connecticut.
Our infection rate scooted up to 4.1%.
We'll hear from Sean Adams about what the governor plans to do, from an exasperated Phil Murphy, from college campuses over Thanksgiving, but we also have a story of what is working from Long Island. Joe Connolly will tell us how New Jersey's best business owners have adapted. Now, after the mayor had to wait to vote, Marlon Diamond says more early voting is coming.
Early voting hours extended in the city after Mayor de Blasio waits and waits and waits to cast his vote in Brooklyn.
3 hours in line, that's crazy.
Port Richmond, Philadelphia is called a total loss in the words of police after fires and looting under the guise of protest.
Some started throwing rocks at police officers and other projectiles and even a gate.
Some spilled over into Brooklyn, too. And Brad Heller on the finale to the weirdest baseball season in history.
The Dodgers are World Series champs.
Finally, the wait is over.
But Justin Turner tests positive for COVID-19.
This is Wednesday, October 28th.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
I'm beginning to feel like I have some kind of disorder because every morning I'm saying the same thing. It's drizzly and foggy, and maybe we'll get some breaks of sunshine later. What is going on? It's been every single day. Showers this morning, then breaks of clouds. Breaks of some sun in the clouds, a high about 60, and would you be surprised if I told you it'll be the same story for tomorrow, if not worse? We'll get to that in a moment. Hackers last night took over the website for the Trump campaign for a short time. It's back now, but a screen capture shows the presidential seal, under which were the words, "This site was seized. The world has had enough of the fake news spread daily by President Donald J. Trump." Hours earlier, the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy said that COVID is over. It said the top highlight of President Trump's first term in office is, quote, ending the COVID-19 pandemic. This is the U.S. reported a record of more than 500,000 cases this past week, an increase of about 40% from the average 2 weeks earlier. In New Jersey, with 10 days in a row of more than 1,000 new infections, 1,663 yesterday, Governor Murphy put it this way.
This thing is still raging. The numbers are up like they are in a lot of places.
The positivity rate in Connecticut, for example, has gotten so high that the governor there is urging cities and towns to crack down hard. Let's go to Sean Adams now in Bridgeport. First, Sean, what are the numbers that have Governor Lamont so worried?
Yeah, Connecticut's positive test rate for COVID hit 4.1%. That's the highest since June. Close to 300 patients in the hospital. 87 people have died in October. A steady increase since the summer. Governor Lamont says it hits you like a cold shower.
This is a trend that's going on, and we're watching it very, very, very carefully. Not unexpected, but that's why we have to be so cautious. And I know everybody's exhausted us saying this, and I know we've got a vote coming up, and I know we have thousands of kids coming back from college, but this is a really important month for us to get it right.
For the most part, tracing is leading back to small, informal social gatherings, but large events are still a problem. Over the weekend, Bridgeport shut down the restaurant 1020 for the third time. The place was packed, faces exposed. The governor warns municipalities to crack down, or the state will. Wayne?
Yeah, so Sean, you know, you're mentioning there's some scattered shutdowns, a restaurant here, a bar there. Is there a point at which there would be a certain number that would let the restaurants and bars know that this is when we're going to have to shut things down in the state?
Well, it's more of a general warning, no definite timeline set. But if coronavirus keeps spreading, the governor warns the state could take action. Right now, there are 19 municipalities on red alert. So it's really up to each location to enforce the pandemic restrictions. Officials there do have the discretion to roll back to phase two reopening restrictions. So if conditions don't improve, that's when the state could move in with fines and closures.
Sean, thank you. In Jersey, Rowan University is going to offer free COVID-19 tests for all the students there and all the employees before Thanksgiving break. And if a student has to remain on campus, they can then attend a Thanksgiving meal hosted by the university's Division of Student Life. Sounds delicious. Hoboken may soon start handing out $1,000 fines for noisy gatherings that violate the 25% indoor capacity limit. They're going to vote on that tomorrow. The Port Authority will start fining path riders who don't wear a mask or face covering $50 starting the 2nd of November. Joe Connolly is here now with one of the big money stories this morning. And we're always looking, Joe, for situations where people are getting it right, and you think you found that?
Oh, found a lot of them, Wayne. Anybody who saw the Investors Bank Movers and Shakers Awards ceremony that I hosted virtually last evening would have been reassured about the creativity and resilience of business owners. Most of the dozen winners are now bouncing back. For instance, Allstead Farms in Chester Township got online ordering and curbside pickup started in just a couple of weeks back in the late winter. Taylor Rental Center in Berkeley Heights replaced most of the events business that they lost by moving to one new need after another, first to supplying testing centers, then outdoor restaurants, and now they're moving on to new needs that they're discovering. There were a couple of themes behind many of the success stories we heard last evening. Most of the businesses, like Taylor Rental Center and Harvest Moon Brewery and Cafe in New Brunswick, had supported high school plays and little leagues and fundraising events for years. So when needs arose, people thought of them immediately. A few of the businesses, including Luminations Group Marketing in Hillsboro, say they grew because satisfied clients they had worked with moved on to other companies and brought Luminations Group Marketing with them at their new company. And Macondo Networks in Randolph, a women-owned technology company, was creative, all right. They got the company they had worked for to finance their purchase of the division that they worked in, and they made that their new business. Congratulations to all the winners of the Investors Bank Movers and Shakers competition for businesses.
Well done, Joe Connolly. Thank you, sir. Market futures are looking pretty bleak right now. The Dow futures down close to 500 points. It's the Morning News Roundup on WCBS. 3-hour voting lines. Well, the mayor feels your pain now after standing there on the sidewalk on his cell phone and reading the papers for hours, hours and hours. Now there are going to be some changes. Marla Diamond is here. Marla, good morning. New Yorkers are getting more time to vote early.
Good morning, Wayne. They are, but not today. Unfortunately, the polls won't open today and tomorrow until noon, but the hours will be extended on the weekend starting at 7 a.m. on Friday. And as he stood in line to vote in Brooklyn, Mayor de Blasio blasted the Board of Elections for not being better prepared.
More staff, more machines, whatever it takes, because people are trying to, you know, perform a sacred responsibility. And look, 3 hours in line, that's crazy.
But that is how long his honor waited, and after casting his ballot, he graciously handed out pizza to those behind him. According to the State Board of Elections, despite the mind-numbingly long waits, nearly a 500,000 voters have cast ballots so far in the city at 88 early polling sites. The city's Board of Elections has not been available for comment. Wayne?
Yeah, they're waiting in line. All right, thank you, Marla. Now on the Morning News Roundup, Craig Allen is here, and it's official. I have actually run out of adjectives that I can use on the radio to describe this weather.
Mm-hmm. It's another morning with wet weather coming down out there. The rain right now is light. Some places it's just a misty drizzle, but it is enveloping the entire region once again. That's the way it will be through the morning. The afternoon does look a little bit better. We'll get some breaks of sun like we did yesterday afternoon. So the afternoon, again, will show some improvement, and it won't last long, unfortunately. So take it in while you can. Today's high close to 60. Mostly cloudy tonight, around 50. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, some rain, heavy at times, some stormy weather, I guess is a good way to put it, because it could get very windy. We're very concerned. I think that there could be some coastal flooding at times of high tide, not only because of the weather system itself, but also because of the full moon, which will be approaching for Saturday. And highs will be in the mid-50s. Friday, it's a cold rain coming to an end, possibly as wet snowflakes, especially in the higher elevations north of the city, and then some clearing and windy with highs only in the middle 40s on Friday. Right now for the city, it's raining and 52, humidity 89%.
That's Craig Allen in the Weather Center. We're sponsored by Dell. Dell Tech Advisors are focused on you, ready to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform to keep your small business ready. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Well, there was looting and there were demonstrations for a second night in Philadelphia after the fatal police shooting of Walter Wallace Jr. in West Philly. There was looting along Aramingo Avenue in Philadelphia's Port Richmond neighborhood, and we were told from police it rapidly went downhill, and the cops described it as a total loss. That may be an overstatement. We heard from Justin Nudo from KYW in Philadelphia, who was watching the scene there in West Philly around Chestnut and Market as police pushed back protesters overnight.
People at that point went off and kept going throughout West Philadelphia. Some, as we're told, were lighting fires to dumpsters and things of that nature. So it's really, it was a night and is a night that kind of has spiraled down, where it started off very peaceful and strong with unity in the protesters. And as the protesters broke up, different people with their different motives and different moves did what they did. And things really have taken a different turn here in West Philadelphia.
A lawyer for the family of the man who was killed says that they had called for an ambulance to get him help with a mental health crisis, not for police intervention. In New York City, DCPI reports this morning the police say about 30 arrests overnight. They're awaiting charges on that. At least one officer sustained minor injuries in protest for the police shooting. This happened at Fort Greene Park in Brooklyn. It is the Morning News Roundup, and what an interesting story at the World Series last night as COVID factored in. Let's hear about that now. Brad Heller first. How'd the game go?
Yeah, Wayne, the Dodgers World Series champs for the first time in 32 years. They beat the Rays 3-1 in Game 6, win the series 4-2, and they could thank Rays manager Kevin Cash for some help in this one. Cash pulled starter Blake Snell with one out in the sixth inning. Rays were up 1-0 at the time, and Snell had only given up two singles. He had 9 strikeouts. Well, the Dodgers quickly scored 2 runs off reliever Nick Anderson, a double, a wild pitch, and a ground out. Mookie Betts scored the go-ahead run. He later had an insurance home run. Dodgers pitchers did not allow a runner to get to second base after the second inning. Shortstop Corey Seager was named World Series MVP, Wayne. He also won the NLCS MVP.
Okay, and then there was this interesting situation, Brad, where suddenly we were reminded in the middle of this fall classic, the big moment, that COVID is still a problem.
And this is, Wayne, after no positive tests through the entire postseason up until last night, of course, being in the bubble. Justin Turner, the former Met, was taken out after the seventh inning. We found out later that he had tested positive. Here's his manager, Dave Roberts, on MLB Network.
I didn't know what happened. It was the seventh inning, and I get word that we got to take him out of the game, and my heart goes out to him. You know, I don't know enough about it to even speak on it. I just wish that he was out here so I can put my arms around his big red head.
Now, what's interesting is Justin Turner did come out onto the field. After that interview, he did come out to celebrate. Apparently, reports say he was told to isolate, didn't do it, though. So Turner was out on the field, not wearing a mask at some points, part of the celebration. There is a picture of Turner sitting next to Roberts for the team's photo with the trophy. Now, no other information is available at this time. We do know the Dodgers were tested again when they returned to the hotel. We don't know if they have to stay in Texas or when they can go back to California, but we do know that with Turner's positive test, and who knows how many more for now, LA is going to celebrate like crazy for that first World Series title since '88.
Yeah, it's a lot of pent-up energy. It's Brad Heller with the Morning Sports Roundup on WCBS 880. Good to have you with us. On the Morning News Roundup, here are three things to know on this Wednesday, the 28th, sponsored by Altice. New Orleans has been in the warning area for potential tropical storms 7 times this year, but has seen them veer away. The local emergency director says it's probably not going to happen with this one. Zeta, which is making a line right towards New Orleans right now at a bad time. There's a worry among New Orleans officials because a turbine that powers the street drainage pumps broke. They think they have it running on some backup power, but they are having their fingers crossed that it's going to hold up. A second thing, medical marijuana. New Jersey voters are deciding right now and through Election Day if that will be legal in New Jersey. Not just medical marijuana, but recreational marijuana. And if it's approved, Senator Nick Scutari, who's behind this measure, said he thinks there'll be dispensaries possibly available by the end of this year. And a third thing to know, you can judge for yourself if these red zones are really working. In this report from our Long Island reporter, Sophia Hall.
The numbers have dropped dramatically in the Lawrence area here in Nassau County, a 75% reduction in cases since the area was known as a hotspot, leaving non-essential businesses closed and schools were only remote learning. Here is County Executive Laura Curran.
Using common sense guidance, using the masks, using the social distancing, it's really working. And at our faith communities right here, like right here at Temple Israel, doing ceremonies, doing worshiping outside.
And county health department workers have visited restaurants across the county. Here is the health commissioner, Dr. Lawrence Eisenstein.
Our inspectors go in just to say hello to the restaurant owners and say, this is the information. Remember, everybody needs to be wearing a mask. Seats need to be a certain far distance apart.
And what about COVID fatigue?
When people get that feeling down and, oh, I'm just running into the store for a minute, I'm not putting my mask on, that's their chance to protect their neighbors and the people that they live with. And the fact is, you know, this is a matter of life or death.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
And in an only in New York type story, they put up the Welcome to Ozone Park sign on Monday. On Tuesday, it was stolen.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.